got a beautiful day. Not even crisp, just kind of nice. You know, I think we are so happy that we're not freezing to death and chattering and, you know, kind of feeling spasms in the morning when we bundle up and toddle off. But it's encouraging. It's been kind of nice. Hey, are you there, Mr. Scott? Okay. Anyway, Scott will, of course, join us. What's on your mind, Chairman? The biggest talk show in North Dakota. And right now we're saying good morning on KTGO. Welcome out there, folks, in Tioga and the radio signal thereabout. And, of course, AM 1100, the flag here. Very happy you're with us. Tell you what, I saw a man by the name of Brown struggle last night for a while. He had 7 points until 3 minutes left in the game, and then he got eight in three. Less than 4 minutes left, Brown gets pops a, you know, a three-pointer and slashes in and just looks great. And so the Bison came from behind to beat Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, IPFW, and they are on the way to the big dance, NCAA. So March Madness is welling up, and, you know, hats off. It's got to be. People will have to say this has got to be probably the most amazing year or one of the most amazing years in Bison sports history between football and basketball now. So they're on the way to the big dance, and all over the country, schools are vying. Some have made it, but many, many schools are still vying for those 66 to 68 places in the big, amazing college playoff system that is really the envy of college sports as far as the national playoff. It's an amazing thing, encourages a lot of interest worldwide. So, anyway, congratulations to the Bison. Wow, what a deal. It looks like the medical marijuana bill is stuck at the Capitol. The law enforcement people in Minnesota are raising up and say, please don't do this. You know, they cite things like, hey, it really is a gateway drug. No, I spent some time doing some counseling in prison, and I've never known a kid, and never known one that was hooked on anything from heroin to meth to cocaine that didn't start on marijuana. So that's one of the things that really drives that whole debate. And then the Fargo voters turned down the mill levy, the request for the 150 mill levy. I thought that might happen because there was no clear, specific, urgent need, you know, to do it. So it's what that means is they stay at the same 139 mill levy. They stay constrained by their budget. But look at this, the total vote and 748. Let's see. Oh no, that was Watford's. City, excuse me. The Watford City voters did approve a bond for a new high school. Overwhelmingly said yes to a $27 million bond referendum. And that was 748 in favor to only 83 opposed. And I believe the difference was that there was real hard, specific, urgent need for the Fargo School Board. They didn't sell the fact that we've got to have this. You know, and still, yes was 43% and no was 57%. Remember, what they were asking was the right to levy up to 150 general fund mills. You know, but in this case, it was 3,486 votes against the measure, 2,594 for it. However, if Times insists that they need more, then they'll raise the issue again because this is a 10-year plan that is augmentable. And, of course, the front page news, we just have to say that our heart hurts for the family of Lieutenant Jeff Scusa. So that's a tragic situation. The CIA, the Congress, Feinstein, is just erupting and furious because the CIA is accused of spying on Congress. This is a really big deal. our own CIA, if they will spy on Congress, who literally pays them, think about that. They're spying on the people that pay their bill. How safe are we, folks? If you got any feelings about anything like that, 855-200-1776. But this is really serious. Behind-the-scenes battle erupted between CIA and Congress in public because the Senate Intelligence Committee accused the agency of breaking laws, breaching the constitutional principles in an effort to undermine the panel's multi-year investigation of controversial interrogation program. Chairman Dianne Feinstein accused the CIA of secretly removing documents, searching committee computers, and attempting to intimidate congressional investigators by requesting an FBI inquiry of their conduct. Charges that a very petulant, irked looking CIA Director John Brennan disputed hours after her speech on the floor. Feinstein called the conflict a defining moment for Congress's role in overseeing intelligence agency. Well, I'll tell you what. There are elected officials. The thing is about agencies. The things are about bureaus. They have a life of their own. They don't have a sunset clause. They get put into place by the president or Congress, and then they're there. They have an inertia. They exist. They flow on. And with less and less oversight, more and more autonomy, the EPA is just an outrage of an expansion of some good intentions, but where it's completely lost the sense of public trust and respect for private landowners, for the coal industry, and the CIA and NSA, the fact that they don't respect the constitutional right to privacy of our own elected officials. Pretty big deal. And what about the disappearing jet, folks? You know, apparently now it had made an about face and just disappeared. Nothing. Absolutely disappeared somewhere over Malaysia or what, you know. Just flat disappeared. How does that happen? They've now discounted the fact that the two people that had stolen the passports, they're quite sure that they weren't terrorists. So, you know, this mystery, an amazing mystery. How could this happen? How could there be no debris? How could there be an instant, just an instant dissipation of all those couple hundred and some people? Then another event that's got to be very, very disconcerting to the entire Democrat Party and Obama is GOP wins a special election in Florida. Republican David Jolly, what a great name for a politician, defeated Democrat Alex Sink in a hotly contested special election Tuesday for the U.S. House with a campaign in which he championed repeal of Obama health care law and said Sink would be a vote to advance the president's agenda. Jolly's a lobbyist and former aide to late Representative C.W. Bill Young. Here's the thing that's really important. Sink had a flood of $5 million of outside money, and this was a district that Obama carried twice. Think about that. He carried this Florida district twice in 08 and 12. This is a huge encouragement to the we've got to stop Obamacare, dump it, defund it, fund it. So I would say that Texas Senator Ted Cruz has been really encouraged and joined by Representative Jolly. that's great. Seasonal load restrictions will go into effect on some North Dakota state highways March 12th, effective 7 a.m. on Wednesday. That's today, my daughter's birthday, by the way. Load restrictions will be in effect on highways in the southwest and south central region. All other previously implemented restrictions will remain in effect. More restrictions are anticipated later this week as, hey, that's a sign of spring. Well, we're going to be back with more of the What's on Your Mind preview. Scott Hannon in just a few minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Busy program today. John Bolton is going to join us next hour, talk about Ukraine and the situation with Vladimir Putin there. We're also going to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour. Darren Edwards is going to join us. Darren is the manager of the Farmers Union Co-op Elevator at Ray, North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about the agriculture impacts from the traffic jams going on in rail right now. Getting the products to market, not easy for elevators, and we'll talk with Darren a little bit about that. We have some technical difficulties with the connection from Bismarck today, so I apologize. Do I sound like Darth Vader or something, Mark? Who do I resemble in voice this morning on the program?
The happy yodeler.
Well, the happy yodeler. Well, yeah. I'm not a very good yodeler, so.
Well, you're doing just fine, and we can hear you. You know, you have an unusual diction today.
Unusual diction.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah, okay. Well, then maybe you might have to help me out with some questions for our friend Darren Edwards, because I don't know if he's used to doing interviews with, yodelers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's kind of, because Representative Jolly just won that special election, so just think of it as a jolly time.
It is a jolly time. Exactly right, yeah. You talking about that down in Florida?
That was humongous. In a district in Florida that went for Obama, both in 8 and 012, ran squarely against Obamacare. And this is a big deal. This is more than a shot across the bow. This is a wake-up call to the both parties.
And Obamacare
is in serious trouble.
No question about it. Yeah. Good one. And so we'll tackle that today on the program as well. Mix that into our conversation. And, of course, look forward to covering lots of ground with John Bolton on Ukraine.
Oh, he's so cool.
He is a sharp man. Pretty sharp man. Wouldn't he be a great Secretary of State?
Just he'd be so much better than the last two. Holy socks. The last three.
The last three?
Yep. You know, Kerry, Hillary, and Miss Rice. Or whoever. No, I guess she was just she was ambassador to the United Nations. Forgive me.
I'm trying to think who George Bush's final Secretary of State was. Connie Rice, wasn't it?
Condoleezza Rice. What a class act. Speak Russian, brilliant. The whole world respected her.
Yeah, very interesting. Evidently, Darren Edwards, who is scheduled to join us, has been unavoidably detained at a dentist appointment.
Well, then he's going to, if you think you talk unusually, he's going to have the mumbles really bad, perhaps.
Do you think that he actually preferred a root canal to doing an interview on the program, or what?
I don't think somebody that's in public relations for a wonderful Farm Bureau organization would be that shy. He probably isn't.
Well, yeah, I don't know that he, does he have that position?
Well, he's coming on the air with you. He certainly augments that position. He's acting in that particular hat.
Yes, he runs a good elevator over there in Ray, North Dakota. They've been, along with so many other elevators, really having a lot of frustration because getting their products to market has been extraordinarily difficult. And it's one of the reasons that BNSF has said, look, more cars, more locomotives, more track. We're going to be doing everything that we possibly can. I think a lot of folks in agriculture feel like oil is getting a priority. They don't much like that, and that has been a little bit of a difficulty. I asked, much of our congressional delegation about that. And I think they feel that, that isn't necessarily, I'm trying to remember how Heidi Heitkamp put it. The senator, probably put it the most, blunt that, oil is getting a preference, but I don't necessarily think that's, I don't think that's nefarious. It's just that there's no place to put the oil. There is a place to put the grain. And so, short of stopping production, what would you do? So there's only so much holding capacity for oil, so they got to load it and get it out of there. And with the commodities, so the agriculture products, they've got a little more in the way of options, but none of them are good options right now for any of them. Some folks have suggested there's a premium being paid by the oil companies so that the oil has preference over other traffic on the rail. And again, I don't know that anybody confirms that. I think that's kind of a rumor that's being tossed out there. So anyway, we'll continue to do our part to find out more about that particular story. It's spring, and you know what that means. Seasonal load restrictions are going to go into effect. Some North Dakota highways.
Yeah, that's another burden on people who want to haul grain, but they're pretty happy about it.
Obviously the load restrictions are important because when we start to, what I like about load restrictions as a city boy, it means spring.
That's one good thing to
like about load restrictions, but obviously if you don't have load restrictions, you have a fair amount of damage on the road, so that's why they have to be why they are. That anyway, they start today. All other previously implemented restrictions will remain in effect. Most restrictions are anticipated later this week. Seasonal load restriction information available by dialing 511 or at DOT for Department of Transportation, dot.gov. So that's 7 a.m. this morning. Load restrictions in effect on highways in the southwest and south central regions of the state. So that's something you need to be aware of as well.
Well, at some point, the Farmers Union elevator in Ray will get completely plugged too. They've only got so much capacity too, So at some point, if they don't have the rail, if they get stuck, they literally can't make any money.
You know this game, Mark, well, as you were in it for a number of years. The other deal is obviously you wait for a certain price point. And then when that price point is there, you only have so much time to get your grain to market, right?
Well, they sell it on the phone, but, you know, we've had a terrific rally in the wheat prices, for example. There's a lot of Durham, a lot of wheat. The grain markets had a really powerful spike in response to Ukraine. And so this has been a great marketing opportunity after we'd had quite a sell-off, you know. So especially wheat producers and, well, even corn producers really want to sell. Now, I don't know what kind of how much time they have to get it once they call up and make a contract for delivery, but certainly that's one of the reasons that America has an advantage over South America, is because we can get our grain usually to the markets quicker and internally. So it's a real issue if we can't get our stuff that we've sold to market on time. You know, there's other wheat closer to Minneapolis, for example. You know, so it's a real problem.
Yeah, and it puts North Dakota producers at a disadvantage, and that's what you don't like to see. And you know, I know it's when tensions, you know, heat up, and you have all the other challenges that come with you know, the just booming oil industry, that you tend to be a little short of trigger anyway. And then when you see what normally is okay, slam dunk, I'm selling the wheat, loaded up, send it. I can't do it. Traffic's backed up. You know, you're seeing ghosts, right? All of a sudden you're saying, well, wait a minute, are premiums being paid? Is oil getting priority? What the heck's going on? And my sense of it from, you know, talking with members of the congressional delegation that are pounding away on BNSF regarding traffic is it's just a case of a logjam in traffic. It's just, you know, there is a lot of traffic happening because there's a lot being shipped out of North Dakota. And, of course, you mentioned the Ukraine situation. That adds some urgency on the ag product side. More on this and other topics, including a sad situation at the Fargo Police Department, when we come back. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Mark, the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hillen. This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Next hour, John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. We'll talk about Ukraine, latest situation there. We're also going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the 10 o'clock hour for our talk radio town hall. Do I still sound like a yodeler?
Just, no, you just got something on your epiglottis.
On my epiglottis? Does that mean it's better than being a yodeler?
It is. It is. It's better. It's just kind of... You have unusual punctuation to some of your statements.
I'm sorry, we have a little bit of a technical issue today with the what we call in the biz the pipe between here and I'm in Bismarck today in Fargo. So anyway, we'll talk with that more about that in just a little bit. We're working on that anyway. Okay, different topic. Tragic situation yesterday morning about 4:30 a.m. A longtime police officer at the Fargo Police Department by the name of Jeff Scusa. Committed suicide out at the Holy Cross Cemetery, which is south of Fargo. I heard the sirens at 4:30 and didn't know until yesterday afternoon why the sirens had gone, but evidently Lieutenant Scusa had radioed in for some kind of a, you know, calling officers to the Holy Cross Cemetery. He was off duty at the time. Officers responded, found him with a gunshot wound to the head and a gun nearby, and called a press conference yesterday afternoon to explain what happened. Mayor Wallacher, Deputy Mayor Tim Mahoney, and Police Chief Keith Turnus. And I knew Jeff Scusa, and his son goes to school with our son, and saw him regularly at school activities, and he also was the media liaison for a number of years, got to know him there. He also was downtown, he was just his beat was downtown, and he was sort of assigned to work with business owners, so you know, the flag was originally downtown in its inception in 2008, so I was down there a lot and interacted with him a lot and always came away feeling better. I mean, anytime, whether it was a media question or whether it was a downtown question or just something at school, just a guy with a real professional, positive attitude. And, you know, whenever one of these suicides happens, I have an overwhelming sense of sadness to think, man alive, you know, isn't there one person that could have turned that situation around? I mean, you know, obviously depression is real, and I think sometimes we take for granted what these folks in law enforcement have on their shoulders, you know, what they see every day, the pressures they deal with every day. Imagine, every call, you don't know, somebody could be pointing the gun at you, right? And that's enormous pressure, not to mention what they see in car accidents or domestic abuse or all the things, and you know, he'd been with the force since the early 90s. You see a lot. So, you know, obviously there were some things there, and I don't really want to speculate as to what those might be that would lead to this. It's just sad. It really is sad, and I really can't imagine the pain the family's feeling. He's got two teenage kids and a wife that he leaves behind, and a whole lot of love from his coworkers at the Fargo Police Department. So our thoughts and prayers, man, certainly with the Scusa family today, and also with the entire force. What's that, Mark?
So that is really rough, really rough. It's, you know, it's unsettling to everybody, and who knows what he was struggling with. It's a time to just be not judgmental, just kind. That,
you know,
to come to that level of despair, we have to understand that is serious. We need to raise the issue. We need people. If you're carrying, and I know there's a lot of returning vets, a lot of people in police work, a lot of people are in high stress situations. They carry this burden by themselves. There's fear, there's anger, insecurity. Reach out. Don't do this. if you're wobbly, any can walk into any church. There's just any number of opportunities. Nobody wants this for you. Nobody. You don't have to go through this horror alone. Tell somebody.
Yeah, it's great advice, and I think it's, number one, it's not unusual to have, you know, thoughts like this when you have some sort of issue that needs to be dealt with, right? So it's a sign that there's something amiss. So, you know, don't internalize it. Ask for help, right?
And, no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what, because there's always somebody out there that's going to help, and nothing is so bad that you'd want to take your own life. So I think when these happen, it is a good opportunity to talk about it and know that there are people out there that you work with, in your family, you know, in your circle, that are, you know, there's a chance they're having some of the same thoughts. So you hit on a word that I think fixes a lot of it, Mark, and that's just kindness. You know, I just think we can never underestimate the power of just flat-out kindness, however that comes. And it's something as simple as a smile or helping somebody out. You know, if you ever, and I do this from time to time, I don't know why, I'm weird, I guess, I'll step back and just sort of watch around me with a sense of, you know, just how people go through life. And, you know, the extraordinary pace is pretty amazing sometimes at which people go. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
I'm as bad as anybody. You get in a zone and you just go, right? And your hair's on fire. Did it this morning. Woke up late, wanted to get to Mass. And all of a sudden I'm driving and, you know, going faster than I should be, and then there's somebody on the crosswalk, and I think, geez, slow down for crying out loud, you know, you dummy. You just kind of, you know, you can very easily get into that area where you're just, you're speed driving or speed walking through life and really not, soaking it all in. And as I say, in those rare moments when I take a step back and look around, you see a lot of that. And when folks are in that kind of hectic pace, you can easily spiral into a direction you don't want to go. So I think just recognition of that in others and kindness when somebody might need, a helping hand or even just something as simple as an ear and a couple of minutes chat can make a big difference, Jan.
And there's one more source. The last time I was deeply, deeply bummed out, I turned to Psalm 31. Listen to the ninth verse. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, my years by groaning. But then it goes on, you know, verse 7, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction. You're not alone. There is a God, folks. No matter how much pain, fear, shame you feel, there's a loving God. Turn to the 31st Psalm or the 23rd Psalm. King David went through the absolute... It's amazing he didn't kill himself, all the things he went through. And so let's turn to that wisdom, because it's
absolutely
eternal.
Psalm 91 is another one, by the way.
That's right.
Psalm 91 is one just about, because, you know, depression is a form of evil. You know, by the way, we didn't mention this yesterday, but Mark and I were down in Alexandria on Saturday. Just a fabulous turnout of the Lakes Area Tea Party.
Oh, great.
And, man, we had a great time. And they wanted my talk to be about freedom versus tyranny. And I talked about it, but I also talked about good versus evil. And, depression, discouragement, suicidal thoughts, in my view, are all evil. It is the work of good versus evil. And, you start questioning your own self-worth, and, it just becomes something where you're literally circling the drain. And Psalm 91 talks a little bit about, about threats, you know, to us and different things that that can come our way. And certainly suicidal thoughts are one. So I read a little devotional this morning, and there was something in there about you know, if all the educators and books in the world went away, you still have the Bible. And that's
right.
That's a very good point. I'm going to let you take it for the rest of this segment, Mark. I'll be back to wrap up with a couple of the topics.
I'm going to tell them about the one-question quiz you offered those people and their answer, the response, because that was really cool. Scott started out at our tea party event 10 o'clock in the morning. I guess he got up to speak maybe around 10:15, and he said, I want you to grade me on one thing. When this is done, I'm going to ask you, do you feel more hope or less hope than before I got up and spoke? And he got up and talked. Yeah, he talked about the challenges we have. He talked about the problems we're dealing with, but he talked about hope. He talked He talked about being together, about standing up for what's right, that we have truth on our side. We literally have the good hearts of the founding fathers and the apostles literally on our side. And to Scott's credit, you know, to tell people before you even start a speech, when I get done, I want you to grade my speech. I said, boy, that takes some guts. You know, sometimes when I get done with a speech, I just want to say, oh, no, I hope I didn't blow it. And I don't know if I, but the point is, the vast majority of the people raised their hand and said they had more hope after Scott got done. That's what we hope we're going to do for you on Saturday. We want to give you encouragement, join together with people that have been there and done that, have been fighting political battles for zillions of years. And, you know, the Freedom Rally, Save Our Republic Rally at the Hub venue at 2525 9th Avenue South in Fargo, Saturday, starting at 1 with a campaign school and issue class. Great, great lineup of teachers, just amazing. And then a picnic dinner and photo opportunity, time to mingle for 2 hours, 5 to 7, then the free rally in the evening. Anyway, please come to that, 855-200-1776, extension 3. Say, I want to come. Unbelievable front page on the sports section. That basketball game, the Bison have, they've got a culture of championship in that school, NDSU, that is just amazing. And what they did last night, the last 4 minutes were absolutely amazing. They were behind. They were having a hard time putting the ball in the basket, especially Taylor Brown, their superstar, you know? His three-pointer with 2:45 left gave NDSU a rare lead at 54-53, and then he drove, slashed in, and an off-balance bucket in. 8 points in the last 3:47. Stunning. I'm very happy that Kubel's back with the Twins. He got a home run yesterday. The Wild, though, since they've augmented their team, they lost in a shootout for the second game in a row. And then Love's double-double sends Minnesota past the Bucks. What is the record for the most shots made in the last 20 years from the start of the game? Bucks came out and literally everything they threw up went in. The Milwaukee Bucks made their first 12 shots, and I said, is this really happening? Because the Timberwolves only got 19 games left. They're five behind. They are going to have to win 80% of their games to have a chance of getting in the playoffs. And they have the best team they've had in 10 years. They've had so many close losses over the last year, like 9 or 10 games lost in 4 points that they've lost. So anyway, we got a lot of encouragement, world. We're going to be back with more of What's on Your Mind, Scott Hannon, in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Winter has been long, and it's been cold, and it's time to relax, and I can think of no better place than one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Come relax and listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday, get two nights at Chase on the Lake, plus your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Dorovada Spa. Take your pick. Want a massage? Want a facial? Want a manicure, a pedicure? They do it all, and you're going to love it. It's the great way to relax. Or, if you haven't had enough winter, you could go do a four-hour snowmobile rental. All of that, the two nights, plus your choice of the four-hour snowmobile rental or two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Dorovada Spa, Chase, are yours for $199 for both nights. But you need to call to book this right now at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Oh, yes. It is What's on Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hinnon. We didn't get to sports, did we? Because you were telling that fine story about the Lakes Area Tea Party, right? Did Mark go get a cup of coffee and abandon me?
Hey, Scott.
Hi there.
Yeah. I took a call. My little daughter is 30 today. So,
oh, my goodness.
Little itty-bitty fobbity was on the phone, and that's why I was tardy getting back to you.
All right. By the way, speaking of your daughter, do you think that she would be offended if someone referred to her as bossy?
Well, I don't know. That whole thing doesn't even make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. If folks have not heard about this, Sheryl Sandberg, who's the chief operating officer of Facebook, has started a campaign that's getting all kinds of attention called Ban Bossy. By the way, isn't it bossy to try and ban a word? So, you know, but
whoa,
I guess...
Tyranny.
Yeah, so first of all, I guess she is suggesting that girls being called bossy is somehow detrimental to their self-esteem, right?
Well, if they're bossy, they should be told it. They shouldn't be enabled to continue bossing and manipulating people. I've known some very aggressive women that literally dominate and intimidate people. They need to be saying, hey, you're too bossy. Treat us with some respect.
Yeah, quite honestly, I don't know. I'd like to hear from moms. From women here, and maybe this is just something that we as men are not supposed to understand. I don't know. I don't get it.
A lot of men are bossed around by their wives, you know. It's just to the point of embarrassment.
Greg Gutfeld had a great monologue on this yesterday that was really, really good. We'll see if we can find some time to play it on What's
he
on Your Mind.
He is funny.
He is, yeah. And he did a very nice job. But anyway, she wrote a op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, and she says, we ought to put the word at the center of the problem of unequal treatment of girls and boys, noting that girls who lead are more often described as bossy and overly ambitious, while boys who lead are described as strong and determined. And so she has this nonprofit group called leanin.org and has Beyonce and Condoleezza Rice and all kinds of other people suggesting that we ban the word bossy. I know. I don't get it.
That's just loopy.
And I hope I'm not being disrespectful to women here by suggesting I don't think, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with women being self-assertive or strong or, you know,
leaders.
I think that's, yeah, leaders. I think that's fantastic. I don't see it as overly ambitious. You know, I don't see, you know, so, but the word bossy, you're too bossy. I assume this is a derogatory thing, female to female. I don't know. Don't know.
Well, it's a wonderment to me.
It is a very, very odd. One other story I want to get in here. And have you not done sports yet?
I did sports. I did not touch on free agency, because of the wonder of what the Bison did. Taylor Braun, I always say his name wrong, Braun, he had 7 points for almost the whole game until the last 3 minutes and then scores eight, and they come from behind to win and go to the NCAA. You know, how cool is that?
Plenty cool. I'll go with you on that. I'll quickly tell you the weather looks great again today. We're looking in the patch right now, sunny at 28 with a high of 48 degrees today. Can you believe that? Tomorrow, 46. Friday, 39. Saturday, some snow and 27, but back to partly sunny and 50 on Sunday. Monday, 46. You just can't make that up. That's fantastic. Fargo, cooler, 16 right now, but 32 today. 48 tomorrow with partly sunny skies. 34 and some sun on Friday. Saturday, 27, and sunny as well. So 16 right now in Fargo. It is 28 in Tioga under sunny skies, cloudy and 12 in Grand Forks, sunny and 25 in Minot, Dickinson, mostly cloudy, 28 degrees. We're not going to get a lot of time to talk about this today in this segment. We only have a couple minutes left. But I would hope you could maybe tackle this today on the Common Sense Club, because there is a new rule that might allow a brokered convention in 2016 for the Republicans. Being billed as an overlooked rule that could wreak havoc on the primary. And the story goes, Dave Cantonese, former Bismarck Tribune reporter, actually says, as the dust settled from the fiery rules meeting of the 2012 Republican National Convention in Tampa, the leading storyline that emerged was the establishment forces had once again quashed insurgent outsiders by instituting two critical changes to the way the GOP nominates its presidential candidate. One new rule cracks down on delegates who are inclined to peel away from the electoral outcome in their state, a direct response to the rabble-rousing supporters of former Representative Ron Paul. The other rule allows the RNC to change a certain set of rules between conventions with a 3/4 vote of membership, disseminating power from the Rules Committee, which previously held sole jurisdiction. But there was a third rule, a overlooked change, that could potentially have the biggest, most dramatic effect on the 2016 primary, and some RNC members believe it could render irrelevant the concerted, well-laid efforts to shorten the nomination contest. Officially, it's Rule 40 in the RNC handbook, and it states that any candidate for president shall demonstrate the support of a majority of the delegates from each of eight or more states before their name is presented for nomination at the national convention.
Oh, yikes.
So, that could be some big changes, cracking open the door to the possibility of a convention floor fight. And, you know, that's bad for the establishment and good for the grassroots, in my view. We'll follow that one closely. And, Mark, I'll send you the story so you can maybe dig into it some more this afternoon. More
Thanks
coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2.
Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.